Sometimes God calls a person, and that person whom he calls is really unexpected. It's not someone who you would really think would be called. Sometimes God really calls a person that we least expect. We see an example of that both in the first reading from Numbers and from the gospel reading for today. Joshua and some of the others who are close followers of Moses are surprised to see two people who didn't follow directions. All these people were supposed to gather at a particular place, but Eldad and Medad didn't do that. But yet God still called them, again, prophesying in the camp. God calling certain people to be prophets. And here we see as well, the apostles are surprised to see someone not of their group doing works in Jesus' name. Well, wait a minute. We can't have somebody else doing these things. They're supposed to be members. They're supposed to sign up with, you know, be part of us. We can't have someone rogue. We can't have someone just kind of doing their own thing. Wait, what's going on? But Moses and Jesus both point out they're not just doing their own thing. They're not going rogue. They're doing precisely what God has called them to do. We can also see examples of this God calling people they don't expect. In the story of King David, for instance. David as a youth, especially compared to his brothers, didn't seem like the kingly type. And yet he is called to be Israel's greatest king. When you look at the apostles, Peter was just a fisherman, James and John. Matthew was a tax collector, considered a sinner amongst people. I once read, was kind of one of those emails that gets passed around, and it was a little thing to make you kind of think. It was supposed to be a letter for a job search type of thing. And they were getting back to their client, Jesus, about the 12 men that he had selected to be in his inner circle. And they were advising him, well, 11 of those guys that you picked really aren't that suited to the job that you want. Pointing out all 11, except for Judas, who seemed to have some good business sense, the letter said. We think you should keep him, Judas Iscariot. He seems like a good egg. But those others, you can leave them. Of course, we all know how Judas ended up. Sometimes God chooses the very people that, this doesn't seem like a good fit. I don't know how many of you thought this about yourselves, but sometimes I kind of wonder, when I realize what God calls me to do, I was like, really, Lord? Me? Why me? We're not always quite suited to it, right? Right? And we're not always quite suited to the job that God wants for us. But God is calling us and wants to be able to help us to do that job. Now, two things I think we can learn from this, that how God calls sometimes the less likely. For one thing, it teaches us not to be like Joshua and the apostles, where they question Jesus. Now, if we see somebody else who we think, that person? Or maybe, you know, when we hear of somebody who is trying to actually better themselves, and the temptation comes, like, well, why is this person, Johnny come lately? You know, I've been at this church for all my life, and I've been doing all these good things. How can they be all of a sudden coming? Well, we don't always know, but God knows. It's God. God's calling them. So it's a challenge for us not to be too judgmental, is what I'm getting at. When God is calling somebody, even though we, in all of our great wisdom, might say, well, wait a minute, God, that doesn't seem like a very logical choice. God knows. God knows what is right. But another thing that this teaches us is that sometimes God does even call us in our imperfections and our foibles and different things going on in our lives. God is calling us, and so we need to prepare ourselves. Either way, whether it is us being called or whether we're seeing somebody else being called, we need to prepare ourselves. Take out whatever is sinful in our lives so that we can better accept what is God's will, what God wants. That's where Jesus is getting at when he goes into this whole thing about if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. If your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. If your eyes cause you to sin, pluck it out. You know, if we keep going here, we're all going to be blind, limping, you know, missing all sorts of appendages because things aren't of our sins. Fortunately, this isn't teaching us to take this literally, that we have to literally cut off appendages and different things. I told you never to call me here. Anyway, I had to respond. I had to do something. It was too good. Anyway, but with our weird senses of humor, or whatever it is that God has given us, see, it worked. But God continues to call us and wants us to better ourselves, wants us to grow from whatever our imperfections are. And so it might mean a challenge. It might mean a sacrifice. We might need to give up some things that, well, I'm kind of comfortable with that, Lord. I kind of like that. Well, maybe we need to look at that. Is it causing us to sin? Is it causing us to get farther from God? Is it causing us to be judgmental of our brothers and sisters who are being called? No, that person doesn't deserve that. Well, who are we? Who are we to judge? How are we to know what God is calling us to? Let's go back, brothers and sisters, to being that trusting people, to trust what God is calling us to. Trust that God is calling his people to holiness. Let's continue to grow in that holiness. Seek to be close to God in all his love.